Begin the Quran daf Masechtas Nazir daf Nun. Begin on the basic and trace up. Begin with the Gemara, which is the continuation of this mission. Masechtas Machshirin. The Tanakhama said that all nitzikas Torah except for Dvash, Zifim, and Tzatichas. And as Tosafot quotes the words of the Mishnah, Bishamim, they say af mikvash agrisin, that even the porridge of grisin, which Tosafot explains, shenichta shubirichaim shal grusis, which was grinded, pounded with a mill of split beans, or in the other case of shal pul, which are shleim, whole beans. Oisimtashim make a dish out of it, that's also considered as a food. And Rabbi Chiman David's considered as connected, it's very sticky. And as Bisham explains, as the words of the Bryce are, Mishnah, he said, let's lock right because it pulls backwards. As the Gisimer Brownsburg is Kishan Nishbach, Hatavshal Shal Mikvah, when you pour the dish of the porridge, or place it and you stop pouring it, Ha'omud, the pillar, Sailed Bechaz Lachabit, is like pulls back, it shrinks and pulls backwards. Mitech Shatavshav, because the dish is very thick. Bisbe really has these sticky strings. It connects the food, and at least after to be considered as one, and the bread is considered as one. Now, the Gemara has a question. As Tais quotes, Yesh Nitzik L'Eichlan. Is there the halach of Nitzik for food items? As Tais when you go in Himchon Shemim, like for example, if you melt fats, the roll of Teich Eichlan Tamim, and you pour it into tummy food items, which Tais explains the Rabban Kamarili. The question is specifically according to the opinion of Rabban in the Tanakhama. And the question is, as Tais quotes the words of the Gemara, Mirmi, do we say, Inon, these Mishum Desperidi, not the Pirish, the Vashas, even at Sepeches. The case is that Amr Chacham Davachibar, that the Chacham say it's connected, which is these types of honeys. As the words of the Gemara, Mishum Desburidi Klim, in other words, Shin Sol Nachrem, because they pull backwards. Now, I, says Rav Gad, the Pligi Amikvash Al-Greesin, I, the Chacham disagree with the Beis Shammai regarding the case of the porridge of the split bin Zislari, which has these sticky pieces. No, Lachash Tanakama, the Tanakama does not consider that significant. Beis Shammai said, Beis Shammai holds, no, I've got less Lukulai, even though it doesn't have so much stickiness. Chacham Lachab Elin, it does help to consider connected the upper and the lower one. But that's regarding those cases. But Bishara, it's regarding all the food items, as Tais explained, less Buridi, that they don't have these Riri, as the Gemara says these words. So, Behilkach Leshayach Bu Nitzik, maybe the Halach of Nitzik of the flow of being connected would not apply to them. I didn't know, maybe no, Tanakam, maybe the reason Tanakam of the Chacham is from the Smichin, because it's thick. Shem Shem Abim, it's thick. Bishara Chacham Nitzik, so other food items also Smichin, are also thick. Maybe the Halach of Nitzik would apply to them. So Taisa says that's obvious the question according to Rabban, because if Taisa says Abla Bisham look at Mabai, they can't ask the question according to Bisham, and then they come back from the fact that the words Bisham were Nisha and Salim Lachrain, because they go and they pull backwards when you stop pouring. Okay, if that's the case, Tamay Mishmari must be because of the Riri, not because of thickness, it must be because it pulls backwards. So the question is specifically according to the Rabban. So the Mosa says, Toshama. Let's bring it right from the following verse, as Taisa quotes. Chelev Hamei is true Shalom. What does it mean, the Chelev is Shalom? Pirish Kazai Shalom. If you have a full Kazayas of the Chelev of a dead person, and the words of the Brisa of Tichoy Tame, and you melt its tummy, which it's obvious the Gersa of Tais is Chitichoy, which he says Chitichoy Kame Chitchoy. Melting is like the same word as cutting, Shemche Ba'or, which you dissolved it in the fire. So then says the Brisa, even if you melted it, Tame, it's going to be Tame, because Mekar, like it originally was, as a Kesayas of Chelem, because the Mekar, originally had a full Kesayas, but Dain Yishna Kul Biachan, and still considered all as one, as we're going to shortly explain. Because the flow is like connected. Therefore, even if you melted, the Gersa of Rav Rashi is efsher shaloi hoya mechuba v'yachad al nitzik. It's not possible it's connected only through the flow. Or because it's never separated, one nothing from Rav, like we're actually going to answer the answer, but it has to be that it stayed connected. Now, but if let's say, as Tisa quotes from the words of Baisa Hoya Mafuru, Hargis Mafurad, or Mafuru, which is similar, Peludin Shalchel Bameis, let's say they were crummy, a bunch of crumbs, the fats of a dead person, that originally was not a full size. So that's what the Baisa is saying, the opposite of Chiddush. Avakav, even though the Tichon Bor that you heat up in the fire, Vinatakal Chatichachas, now those solids become one big liquid of a Kazayas, Tarts can be Tarkin, Messiah, but they said that the Allah's paragraph, like the Baisa there concludes over there, and explaining the Shechiba Adam in the Chiba, because since that was only connected through mankind, that's like it said is connected. But before it was melted, it wasn't the Kazayas connected as one. And it didn't contaminate someone who touched only part of it. And even if you touch all of the pieces, according to the one that doesn't hold it, you could touch and then touch and then touch. When you melt it, it's not considered as one whole zayis. Because this connection was happened through a person. Now, so that's the question. Even though a quarter of a log of dam that comes from three different mesim is one, according to one that holds the primacy for how you read the pasuk, the chesavah kol nafshes meis, the gemara says in dav dalman aleph, that says plural and singular to tell you the sheer is of singular is from two different mesim. V'chein shnei chatzoy zeisim shnei mesim. Also, the two half olives from two dead people that are tummy, it's considered tummy zeres olives and deserve the berg dalid. So it says here somewhere you can say, yeah, dahin the davkali no, that's programmed to a soil. So we should roll al shnei chatzam yachad. That you could have both of them at the same time. I'm going to give a touching limit time because you can't have each individual piece. It would only be like one, but they don't combine that way. It has to be at the same time. Oil, it's at the same time. But then it says, "Vader bein perik shlisha da olis in Mishnah Gimel." Hanegev shnei chatzoy zeisim nevela tamei. What it means says they were going to touch, not oil, because two half olive size pieces from nevela, it is going to be tamei. Yeshlemet says, "But you say is the hasam over there. Ma'ir is too much sheish basam rud beinim macham yachad." Yeah, it's two different pieces, but you have a strip of flesh that connects the two of them. And that's how the Gemara simply answers the Chul Navkoch of Dalma base. So there it is considered one, not different piece. But then it says, okay, Tibshim Achad, where are the Mechivas? So then we should resolve a major question that's asked in Shaz if human connection is considered connected or not. So Tibshim says, no. That's only what we're saying over here regarding Tum of a dead person. That the Tum is coming from it, and you want to combine the Fakazah to contaminate other things. Maybe the tradition is that no, it's not going to work. But let's say in general, food items, the Kabbal Tum, the size of Kabbaya, to combine them in general by human being, maybe the combination of a person would be considered a connection. Just like we know in general, food items combined for the Shevet Kabbaya, maybe a person doing it would. Combined. Here it's just regarding the halacha specifically of Tumas Mes. Now, be that as it may, the Gemara wanted to prove from the following halacha from the Braisa. As Tosfos quotes towards the Gemara, these are the thing to say. That's no halacha of that the pouring by food items considered as one. So when you have the case of the Braisa of Shalom Meticha, when there was whole ksayis of a chelav of a dead person, Meticha was melted. What do you mean? Why are you saying that Tamei Nam Letarit should be pure? As Tosfos explained, kizayis chelav kishnayis al esh. When you take an outside piece of the fats of the dead person, you put on the fire. It's not possible that a little droplet should not disconnect from where it's connected because of the melting, and the girsa takes out the next few words, and the girsa rather is elavadi. Obviously, nitzachibah must be that the flow is considered connected, and ef shalish the tipa in mechuberas. It's not possible that that droplet is not connected to shachelav de nitzach to the rest of the fats by a flow. Because if I'm not considered connected, I mean, if the tipa, then the droplet separated, then you wouldn't have a kazais. So obviously, you see that nitzuk by oichel is considered as a chibur. So that's dribzera. No. Here, what we're talking about is, as Tais quotes the words of Gemara, when you heated it up, salak amud lapume, a pillar went up to the opening of the mun of the vessel, the kirish, and it congealed over there. The isakulik about where you have all of it together as one. When you put on the fire, and you bubble it, all the kazais lepumid, the mana, an olive size went up to the opening of the vessel. But vasach is a one shot from the force of the fire. The kishon the kajil over there. The hash to isa kulik of where it's all together and it wasn't melted and separated, so it's nothing to do with nitzuk. Says Tzitzit, you have to say also the kishon lepumid mama yatsa. You have to say congealed day by the opening of the vessel. If it didn't congeal, rather if it melted down to its place, inovayach doesn't fall as one. El derech nitzuk goes as a flow. Because the power of the fire doesn't help to come down as it forces when it projects it upwards. When it pushes it up, it goes in one shot. When it comes down, it would come down through a flow. If we want to reject the raya, it must be told about that it went at one time. Must says, okay, Tashma to bring a raya from the following braisa that we said in the meaning from the Mishnah Makshina we mentioned before. We mentioned the opinion of Bishamai that he says Afnik b'shal garisin b'shal pul, that also the porridge of the split beans and the beans b'bnei shein tzol m'lachrein, because they go backwards and if it's considered connected, so what's arrived from this? Obviously, time of the shamai, the reason of shamai is m'sham riri, because of these strings. As some gesuras add on the words shai deharir, because through these strings nimshacha amad la'achar b'kishnesik, so it pulls backward when you stop pouring. So just like the reasoning of Bisham is because of Riri, so I'm stop at time of the Tanakama Shem Riri. So it'd be logical that that's also the reasoning of the Tanakama is because of Riri. Now Tanakama by Riri too, it just requires more Riri. And therefore he doesn't agree with the case of the porridge. Oh, but Tipsha, we can resolve the question regarding other food and the Ilam Riri, they don't have these strings, even though it's thick, it doesn't have these strings. A nitzak, that's not going to be considered the halacha of the stream that's considered connected. Which the Gemara answers, it says, quotes, me the Iri is a Raya, Hasim Shem the Smichi. There it's because of a thickness, meaning the Vashal Zifa Mitzabichas, the Avachil Rabban, when the Rabban say it's connected regarding those types of panis, is actually because of thickness. Hanish from the Smichi, below Mishum Riri, not because of Riri. Ubaha Pligi, and actually that's what they disagree. The Bishami said, Bishami hold, Avkilay Smicha Avachiba, even though it's not thick, it's considered connected, even the Kiri could have these Riri. You're going to make Mishal Gris, and like you have the porridge of the split beans, which they have a certain, it's not thick, but it still has these Riri that the strings that pull back. Whereas the Tanakh, really, that's not effective. There could be, according to Chachamim, it would be because it's Micha, maybe food items would have the halacha, so it wouldn't be a raya. Next, there's not the big words of the Gemara that we said in the Mishnah, Moli Tavid Rekiv. How much is the Shir Tzachizki said, Moli pieces Yad. It's the amount of the palm of the hand. It's basically Tchilas Pisigat's place from where the fingers start separating from the hand, Adas Raya, up until the wrist, until the arm, which is the palm. Now, the other Madama said Moli Chafnav. So the question was that we have a Braisa that says none of them are like Chizkiya. So the Gemara said that no, as Tosafot quotes the words of the Gemara, Yeshna Mika Etzbois Ulamala, meaning the opinion the Braisa brings, Remeya says, oh, well, how much is Moli Tavri Rakiv? He says Meikra Etzbois Ulamala, which sounds like from where the roots of where the fingers come at, Ad Rosh Etzbois until the fingertips, that's the shear. So one Teretz Gemara gives a Tosafot Chachira, that's one measurement, meaning Kach Marzik Betzbois, the amount that the fingers where it separates to the top of the fingers, it's K'may the same amount. It's like, if you look at a hand, it's half and half. So it would be the same as the palm of the hand. Or, another approach, as Tosafot quotes, Amalei Rav Shimi, which is a Shinui, is an answer. Mimai, as Tosafot quotes the words of Gemara, Mimai, Dahai Mikir Shetz Boiz L'mal, Hain L'Rosh Shetz Boiz, who said that when it says from where the knots of the finger, where the knuckles are, and upwards, Hain L'Rosh Shetz Boiz means the fingertips, the parachim, and you're asking, that's different than what he says about the palm. The words of Gemara, Dim L'mati Dekari, meaning maybe Ikrets Boiz, you're talking about the roots of the fingers, Mokim Shavuchom, Shabon Liyah, where it's connected to the hand, meaning to the palm. Ulamali, come on, it says upwards, Hailan Sarah Gubmin towards the body, meaning Al Peregazer, until the joint of the arm, which is the wrist, the Hainam Amish, but it's exactly describing the palm of the hand. Which Tay says, Look, you're saying take it, I'm the gears of take it, it's not a question. That's another answer we gave to explain Chizkiya.